This episode of Stars in Character is sponsored in part by the NeoZaz.com Get It From the Computer Virtual 5K Series. After years of creating content keeping you in front of the computer, we present an event to get you up and moving and promote a healthy lifestyle. The NeoZaz.com Get It From the Computer Virtual 5K can be run anywhere, anytime, and for absolutely free. For more information and to register for the latest Get It From the Computer 5K event, visit 5k.neozaz.com. 2-1-B, I'll ask you a question. FX7 will just shove something up your ass.
Oh!
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories. Histories. And details. You never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about FX7.
Why do you say that?
I have no idea.
Wasn't there a line of movies just called FX, like FX Part 2?
Yeah, with Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, Lennon Part 6.
No. No, it was
Brian Brown or something like that.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy from Cocktail.
Yeah, the guy from Cocktail. Yeah. He was like a special effects guy that like somebody wanted him to like make a murder. I don't know. It was like,
I forget.
They were shitty movies.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
But I think doesn't he also go by Fix It?
He does.
Okay.
In fact, all of the FX7s go by, they are also known as Fix It. But but we'll talk about the droid.
Not Fixer. Because this guy can actually fix stuff. Zing! Take that, Anthony Forrest.
I just listened to that at the gym the other night. That's my favorite episode. I guess such a loser.
Assholes.
Well, Fix It FX7 only appears in episode 5. Empire Strikes Back.
That one specifically, yes.
I'm guessing the one in Sith is what, FX8?
No, it's just a random FX7. Medical droid.
EW6.
It's not FX7. I mean, this FX7 is known as Fix It. The FX series of medical droids are also known as Fix Its.
Okay. More than one.
Yes.
Plural.
But we'll start by talking about this specific one, Fix It. He was in use by the Rebellion.
I think he's getting the best part of the show.
Oh, Christ.
What, trivia? No, we're not there yet. I mean, quotes or whatever.
It's trivia.
My name is... There's a theme.
F. Chris 7. Matt Chris 7.
No.
Or F. Matt's... Fuck. Fuck that up. I can't even make fun of you.
It ends up just having all four of our names. Dave, Chris, Matt, Tim.
It's almost
7.
Like my name is Dr. John Carter Chris.
Dr. John
Carter? Noah Wiley from ER.
Oh my god.
They were from Mars.
All medical droids.
The librarian?
That's not on here.
The guy from Falling Skies?
Oh god.
That's. No. Today I'm joined by Dr. Mark
Maybe Quincy. Matt.
I know that. That's good.
I missed it. What?
Dr. Mark Green Matt.
Oh.
Yeah. You're Anthony Edwards.
Yes. To my right. Wait to hear who Tim's is. To my right, which I think suits you well, Dave.
Yeah.
Dr. Doug Ross Dave.
Oh, good. I get to be Clooney.
You'd be Clooney. All right.
Clooney and Batman.
That's when you used to like Clooney.
Yeah.
And a Dapper Dan man.
I like cock my head the whole time I do this episode. So I'm like over here and then I'm...
Dave has rescued not one, not two, but three children from storm drains.
From the drowning abyss.
Yes.
Chicago during the flash flooding.
Are you ready, Tim, for your medical name?
Sure.
And Nurse Samantha Taggart Tim.
Samantha Taggart, is that from MASH?
No, that's from ER. That was Linda Cardellini, Cardellini's name.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, man, I loved her. That was after I stopped watching that show, but I love Linda Cardellini.
She is awesome.
So you have names from ER.
All ER, yes.
Okay.
Do you know what?
Medical.
I thought you could have just done it.
You've completely abandoned the Star Wars universe at this point for names.
This is in the rule book, chapter 4, paragraph 5. It's called ER.
It's called
ER. When it's medical,
how many people from ER have been
unless
Star
it's B12, then it's Star Wars.
Dr. Doug Ross.
Or 21B, whatever the fuck his name was.
Yeah.
Give us some facts about FX7.
All right.
Bing, bing, bing.
Action star.
FX7, in this case, we're talking about this specific droid, Fix-It, was used by the Rebellion during their time on Echo Base, which, since we've learned from the show, is really only a couple of months.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
In and out.
4 days.
Yeah, is that what it was?
And to Imperial attacks.
It was like they carved that whole thing out, set up this elaborate base, and they're only there for a short time, right?
And the Empire was there twice. Yeah, it was
a very short time. And they got attacked twice. Is that what you just said? They got attacked twice.
Yeah, they're in Empire find them twice. But once they get thwarted by a blizzard or something, right?
Yeah. Well, that's where he was.
That's because Fixer set up their weather station.
Come on.
Polar vortex.
Well, before we get started, what do you guys think about just his look in general? You have any comments off the bat?
I actually thought it was kind of like weird to have like, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 arms that just popped out and they're all the same. So what would say, I don't understand, like, does he spin and each one does something? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, there's no like pocket knife stuff going on.
Well, you thought he was like a Swiss Army droid?
Yeah, you know, but it's all, every arm looks like the same thing.
Okay.
On the toy, they're all the same, but I think in the Star Wars universe, I think each arm has its own little thing. But I always thought it was like, as a little kid, I watched Doctor Who, so he always reminded me of a Dalek a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He does have like a retro look, like almost like a Lost in Space. Not that he looks like Robbie the Robot, but he's like, he has an old fashioned look. I always thought, not that I knew what this was when I was little, but from getting older, he looks a lot like a Tesla coil.
Yeah. That
too. Oh, yeah.
I think his look is cool.
I don't think I ever noticed him as a character until the figure came out. I mean, it probably just blended in as a scenery piece to me as a kid. And then when the figure came out, then I looked for him. I don't think I recognized him standing out as any kind of character before.
Do you guys have any guess as to how many arms? And I mean, I don't mean the little retractable claw. I mean the arms that Chris was talking about that are kind of around the body. You have any guess on how many arms there are?
I'm going to take the stupid guess and say 7.
The action figure had like probably any like 6 or 8, but in the movie,
I'm guessing probably 16 or 18.
Well, you're definitely on the right track because there are 20 of those around the actual droid, but on the action figure, only 9.
Mm. Yeah.
They couldn't fit them all on there.
20 on there.
But they became very useful in medical bays like we see them in the movie. And they had they were capable of speech, but this specific droid, FX-7, was missing his speech card.
So
he could
it's
not
like Bumblebee.
Oh, I didn't even think.
Did he talk? Yeah, talk by dialing the radiator to the lines in the songs he needed to convey.
Bend over.
They're playing doctor.
And each one of those arms could
probe your ass.
Well, it could do all.
They're all ass probes.
Like
20 probes, no waiting.
That's 20 asses. We need to have
or 10 Sam Rockwells.
Is that
I guess gotta,
what was that?
That's a sizable ass.
Yeah.
It's a normal size butthole.
No, each one of those can bend. Like even though the action figure, all they kind of did was like pull out,
what? And you could. Yeah, I was like Chris.
Yeah, they just kind of you could pull it up and then you could just kind of push it back in.
Yeah,
the actual ones could bend. I mean, they almost had like elbows. They could all kinds of stuff. And there's pictures online of them actually doing that kind of stuff.
They could walk like an Egyptian.
Assholes and elbows.
Now this specific FX droid, Fix-It, assisted 21B in the movie on Luke Skywalker. the thing that was going on all along that we did not know, and I don't remember this from, we did 2-1-B, and I did not remember that 2-1-B is a dick.
I remember that
because they had a good rapport. They worked well together. But 2-1-B thought that he was superior to FX7 and always was like,
"Wonder why he had legs."
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, he could run.
I got no legs, FX7.
He was always like degrading him and just like, "I'm better than you," even though they were working together. Maybe it's because he didn't talk. I don't know what, but 2-1-B treated him like crap.
Was one like the main doctor? One was like the nurse?
Not really. I mean, they were like co-medical droids. Like, it wasn't that one was better than the other, but 2-1-B was felt he was and acted like it. So it, maybe it's like in the movie, 2-1-B, as you know, he talks and he's in it a little more. It's like I always perceived it as this was his assistant. Is that how you guys saw that?
Yeah, I think I did. I thought that 2-1-B was the main doctor and he was just a nurse.
He's listed as a medical assistant droid.
Ooh, see. Number two.
2-1-B does have a better bedside manner than FX7.
That's true. Because he can talk.
2-1-B will ask you a question. FX7 will just shove something up your ass.
Yep. Oh!
And this specific FX unit did make it out of Echo Base alive.
That's good.
Droids are actually alive. That's one of the things. I'll talk about that when we get to the actual droids. They're immobile. Like, I was kind of thinking, what are those vacuum cleaners that just go around your house? What are they called?
Yeah, the Roomba.
Yeah. I thought he was kind of like just like a Roomba.
Okay.
He doesn't move.
He has no wheels under that?
No. They in general were immobile. They just, you just plop it
in
here.
How did he get out?
I don't know. Somebody carried him.
Now, Dave, I'm going to ask you a question here, and just tell me if this comes up in your story. I'm looking here at the Wikipedia page, and there's a picture of the FX-7 just standing there. And at the top, it has the Imperial Cog designation for it. Does your story explain that at all?
It only explains it in that they weren't loyal to the Rebellion. Anybody could own one of these and use it.
Okay.
Because you're going to see one eventually at the very end of the last movie.
Yeah.
And reattaching Vader's penis.
There you go. It's like Bobbit all over again.
Bigger and longer.
With no anesthetic.
And there's a 2-1-B there too. I mean, these are machines. They're not loyal to one side or the other. They're programmed. So that might be why it's there. This FX-7 fix it was a Rebellion droid. So if you're looking at just the general FX series, that's why it might have that there. FX-7 though was a good droid. He was a good droid.
Oh, good droid.
He's a good droid. Such a happy droid.
You know what's weird? Like, did 20 people pick up an arm and carry him out?
I guess. Major Derlin had him on his back. Running. Hey, somebody give
come
me
on, we're good. Han's gonna rescue us. That's my buddy Han.
I think Luke and Han really like this droid. I better save it for them.
They're my friends.
Yeah.
So he and 2-1-B were on the last transport to leave the planet. And they were rescued. We talked about this several times. Forlom and Zuckuss were out there, you know, saving people and taking care of the people on the transports. The name of their transport was Bright Hope. And they were rescued by Forlom and Zuckuss and reassigned to another ship. And he just goes on with his medical life. And that's the end of him. You never really hear
anything. Shoving things up kids' asses.
That's right.
Got to pay the bills.
A lot of prostates out there need to be checked.
One of the main reasons that anybody gives a crap about this is because it's an original Kenner figure.
Yeah.
The first appearance was on the Empire Strikes Back line in 1980. Do you guys have this?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
You get it, Tim.
I mean, I did get the second issue of the when it came out, the Power of the Force 2, but as a kid, if my parents had bought me this toy, I would have been like, I mean, I would have said thank you, but I would have.
It does. Like, it is one of the
things to do with this?
Of the figures back in the day that, yeah, just a silver object with arms. It's like, who gives a shit, you know?
It's like this and the and the power droid are like two, like, what the fuck droids for kids.
The thing that it was good for was like kind of like it was good set design. Like you could decorate your little scenario that, like, if you had your guys and you were recreating Echo Base, if you stuck him there, it made it look a little better.
I'm surprised that Eric hasn't made one of these, man, because this is, I don't want to say it looks easy to make, but it does look pretty
easy to make.
Yeah, you know? But do I know how to make
it? I don't mean easy. I think I mean simple.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing, I mean, whether you liked it or not, and it was fun to play with, it was a very ambitious figure. It was one of like the most different figures from that whole original line because it could do things.
Right.
And it had a lot of kind of intricacies about it.
It's probably a pretty expensive figure to create.
I bet it was.
Just because of, as you just said, there's all sorts of crazy moving parts on there. And
that was a mooping part.
Mooping parts. Lots of moving parts.
Oh, moving.
And I think I don't remember if the color was a metallic paint job or if it was just sort of a gray. I don't remember how the original figure looked.
It had a little shine to it. Yeah, like it looked a little more metallic. It wasn't just like the gray of the Imperial officer or something like that. But the head could spin 360 degrees. It could be moved up and down. It had that little
arm,
almost like rubber grappling claw on it.
Grab the titties.
Is that what it was for?
Mm-hmm.
The nine white arms that could be open. And I mean, I know everybody eventually probably lost one of those suckers. If you moved it up too high, you'd break the plastic.
Yeah. Snap.
Yeah.
Bend it off.
And you just snap it back in and never open it again. But there was a lot going on. I mean, there's variances in the figure. I mean, for figure collectors, there's two different heads. One was smaller than the other, and it wasn't really a variation. It was just a mistake. In they didn't set out to do this, but I'm sure the collectors know a lot about this. Now, the other one then, like Tim said, came out in the Power of the Force line, and this one was even more impressive because it looked a lot more like the figure, like the character in the movie, and it had double... Yeah. Arms.
Yeah,
this is some pretty damn good figures. I mean, for
they have that one too
for a base kit.
I'm looking at both the original and I'm like, and it's less just looking at the original one. I'm like, oh my god, look at that figure when you compare it next to the newer ones. It's like, holy shit, that was a shitty figure.
And you guys would know more about this than I would because you read and have always read, as far as I know. And talking Tim and Chris, Star Wars Insider. Like, have you had that since the beginning?
I've had it for a long time. I don't think it's from the beginning, but...
But you have a subscription.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, Tim and Chris, tell me about this. Like, is there an advice column written by 2-1-B?
Yeah.
You ask him questions about the movie, and he'll answer your movie-related question.
Is he, like, condescending in the way he talks, even in the column?
I don't remember. I don't know if it's an ongoing. I don't know if it's still going on. I remember it was going on for a while, but I don't actually remember the tone of his replies, actually.
Because that's the way this makes this sound. It sounds like he's a dick to, you know, the reader in the magazine. Like, he's got a big ego. So there was one issue, Star Wars Insider number 55, where FX7 was brought in to answer the reader mail because 2-1-B was being a dick.
it's in here somewhere. Page three here.
So I know you guys are big fans of this magazine.
I try to read every issue.
There's even an Ask Lobot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lobot. Yeah, that's another one.
And then what? There's no answer.
You don't speak. Yeah. I don't know.
And I was talking to my son about, you know, the fact that we were doing this, and he immediately goes to Battlefront. The video games.
Yeah. I remember that.
He was like, go ahead, Tim.
If you stand near him on Battlefront, you get healed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what, when he and I play that, I mean, he wanted me to point this out that, you know, they heal you in Battlefront. So if you want to get good at this game, you find one, you can stand next to it, take out like 50 guys, and every time he gets shot, you just get replenished. So that's where an 11-year-old's coming from. He doesn't give a crap about any of this, but you can win.
The secret of the universe.
That's right. So, and that was cool. And that was, it's really, they're on Echo Base there. As far as the original trilogy, that's the only place you ever see them. I mean, it's mentioned that it gets reassigned to some other ship, but we never see that. Now, the medical droids in general, known as Fixits, were used all over the place. They were immobile, which is, it's kind of strange. It's something that big would not be able to move on its own. But that's what it says. It also had Bacta dispersal units inside it. So, you see him. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In Empire Strikes Back, when Luke's in that tube, isn't it FX-7 that puts that little
knob on it?
Yeah, onto the tank.
Does it bloop? Yeah, it makes a little like popping noise.
Yeah. So, and even inside the metal on the droid, there's back to little reservoirs inside the droid that it can just inject it into you. The arms could do anything. They said really a lot, like they were almost like had scalpels on the end. Like they said they would cut away dead flesh from a wounded soldier, all that kind of stuff. And really what they were used for most was that in a war, almost like the video game Battlefront, they were mobile aid stations.
Except
like,
they couldn't move.
Well, mobile, and you pick them up and move them.
But if
you were going to fight a battle, your men would advance, you'd bring a few of these with you, and you'd just station them around.
How do you... Like,
self-contained MASH unit.
Yeah, really. 55 kilograms, Chris.
And oh, my God.
I don't know what that sounds.
Do the math. It's like 100...
You're asking the wrong guy.
Something pounds.
Is it really?
Isn't a kilogram like 2 pounds?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Make yourself useful.
I will.
Yeah, you would station these around the battlefield so your men, just like in the video game, if they needed it, they could retreat to there, get a little back to, and get back out there and fight.
We could even ask Siri.
It's 121.254.
How do you move that around? Christ.
Well, what are you asking?
Nothing.
I think Wilford Brimley, I'm looking at a picture here. I think Wilford Brimley had an FX-7 in the Ewok movie.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's a picture of, I think that's Wilford Brimley's character.
I missed that.
It was Noah Brooklyon.
I think I used to play with FX-7 and 21B.
Yeah, that's Wilford Brimley.
All the time, like just playing with him as a kid.
Would you have them?
I would play doctor with him.
Operating on people?
On myself.
Oh, yeah? What part of you was injured?
My chest.
Taint.
My sphincter.
Okay. Now, the only other time you see them in the movie, though, and this is not Fix It, this is just the FX series, is in episode 3 at the very end. They're the ones that help. I mean, this one that's in that scene really helps to save his life. It really brings him back to life and then is returned the favor by being crushed in the back spilling out all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you watch that and there's like fluid coming out of that droid, that's Bacta.
Never knew that.
But there really isn't a whole lot about them.
But it's a cool kick-ass, you know, figure.
Yeah. This has happened several times. The only reason people even care about this thing is because it was an original Kenner figure.
I think it's strange.
Some of us don't even with that fact.
I think it's strange that Wikipedia basically has 2 pages for the same exact thing.
Nonsense.
They have multiple pages. There's the FX-7, and then there's a page for FX-7 medical assistant droid. And they're 2 completely different pages, but for the same character.
Well, I think the second one you said is just supposed to be them in general, and that other one, the specific character that you see in Empire Strikes Back, as much as it can be a character. It doesn't talk. It just sits there.
Probe your ass.
If you say so.
Smells its finger later on.
I wonder if it's the diaper on Luke. Changes diapy.
You had bad Thai for lunch, sir.
It changes diapy. They should make that as a costume.
Luke's diaper.
Luke in the back tank?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No, it's him. I just when I said it.
You remember at yeah. Celebration, they had the back to tank.
Yeah.
And that guy stripped down to his skivvies to be authentic for his photo.
I remember you guys telling that story, yeah.
he listens to the show.
I'm surprised Tim hasn't done that.
I know. I would have done that like age 16 to 23.
24.
It's a hell of a range.
Yeah.
I've gotten way too old for that now.
Does anyone ever dress up like FX7 at any of these conventions? And just stand there?
I don't think I've ever seen. No, I don't think so.
Shoving stuff that up people's be butts as they walk by.
But the question is, could I be in the 501st or would I have to be in the Rebel Legion? If I was in FX7. But yeah. I guess I'd be Rebel Legion.
Is it just me? Which probably is. Whenever I see FX7, I think like fucking Triple X7.
What?
Wow. Yeah. It's only
I
you.
I believe that is just you.
Where does this even come from?
Right up here.
That came this out is of what here. You think of?
I see that. FX7. Fucking Triple X7. And seven spots.
How long have you
been?
Yesterday.
You didn't think this was as like a
12-year-old?
A 7-year-old, like when Empire Strikes Back came out.
Probably. No.
This is very enlightening.
I'm telling you.
I had no idea.
It's not just me. If anyone's out there thought the same thing, if you thought that all that was a frog and you thought FX7 meant this, let me know.
It's just you. There's no way. There's no one anywhere.
One person out there thinking the same thing as me.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I'll prove you wrong. Someone out there, please say yes.
I think you're alone on that one.
That's all I got about FX7.
All right, now what? Right now, I asked Matt for a website, and he finds a website that's about fucking XXX7.
Matt,
no, Matt? Why on earth would you think that's going to happen?
Help me, man! Help me, man! Help me!
No, I mean no. There is none. Stupid.
Omega won the night.
He looked.
I looked. Matt did look. He checked it out.
My site is so anticlimactic next to that build-up now. It's embarrassing. I'll just say, well, there's not much about him at all. The only one I found that gave me even the slightest chuckle, there's an article on UGO.com that's called Star Wars Characters Names That Should Be Banned, or Banned Names, and he was on the list, so that's it. Like I said, nothing exciting compared to that conversation.
All right. I'm all for not revisiting that conversation ever.
It's time.
It is time. Time for
trivia.
Who said that?
I did.
All right. So we're each getting a random Star Wars quote. We have to say who spoke it and then where or when or whatever the situation it was said for extra points. And the scores go like this. Tim is in the lead with 18 points.
18 points!
Then Matt with 12.
12.
Then Chris with 10.
10.
And then I, Dave, have 8.
8.
Which is my lucky number. So maybe I'll just stay there. So, Chris?
Yes.
Tell me when to stay.
Right there.
All right. Let me... Matt's turn. And Matt's quote is this.
Okay.
Wrong thought, R2.
Oh, man.
I don't want to enhance the pressure, but you do not have this movie in your collection of getting all 6 or getting 5 bonus points.
7?
The only two people I know that speak to R2 directly are C-3PO and Luke. But I think I have all the Luke ones, so I don't know. I'm going to say C-3PO, and I don't have a fucking clue what scenario. Or what scene. Yeah, that's the final answer.
Is incorrect.
All right, then.
It is Anakin.
Oh, yeah. That idiot talks to him, too.
At the beginning of episode 3, when they're being attacked by those vulture droids.
Yeah, that's good.
So you did need that one. Sorry to say. All right, Chris, tell me when to stop.
You may stop, Dave.
All right, Tim.
Piss.
Are you ready?
I am. You can stop if you have already started fiddling with the script.
Here's your quote.
All right.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed. Oh, jeez. That's hard. I'm going to guess. I'm going to get this one wrong. Vader in Empire Strikes Back on the deck of the Star Destroyer. We got it wrong.
Final answer?
That's final answer, yes.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is from Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Which is the movie you need to get the 5 bonus points. But it was not spoken by Darth Vader, but rather Han Solo.
I don't know. It's just such a Star Wars line that you can't even identify who. Yeah. You can't always identify who says it. I accept my loss on this one.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get that right, because you really pulled ahead in that one. All right, Chris, this is yours. Okay. Tell me when to stop.
Now.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
No time to discuss this in committee.
Han Solo to Leia in A New Hope, right after the garbage thing, and she goes, "I'm not a committee," in the hallway, getting to the Falcon. Final answer. They said like 5 sentences there.
I heard you.
Okay.
You're going to get a point. Because everything you said was right, but you got the wrong movie. This is them in the hallways of Hoth.
Yeah. Yep.
No, yep. Wait. No, it's not. It's actually in the asteroid cave.
Okay. All right.
But it's from Empire Strikes Back. So you get a point.
Okay.
Because you got him.
Okay.
And you already had that movie.
Damn, I thought I was doing good there.
Well, you did. You got a point.
I did. All right.
This time, in fact, you're the only person to get a point so far.
Matt,
so.
Your turn. Tell me when to stop.
Midichlorian. Stop. Still stuck in my head.
From last week?
Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I guess it was last week. Yep.
Alrighty. I'm going. I like it going out here. Here we go. Let me get this smart. I'm going to read it. Alrighty. Easy R2. Hang on. This may get a little rough. We lost our heat shields.
Easy R2. Heat shields. When he first started talking, it sounded like it was Luke crash landing on Dagobah. I don't remember talking about heat shields. Heat shields? Who the hell talks about heat shields? All right. Just because I remember being a big long crash and then things like seeming like they were catching on fire, I'm going to say that's Anakin talking to R2 at the beginning of episode 3 when they're landing that big ship on Coruscant.
Dave, you are correct.
Really?
Both, yeah. Hey. Both, and then what's funny, which I should have read this one. Obi-Wan's next line is, "Copy that, Landing strip straight ahead.
Oh. Landing strip.
That's awesome, dude.
All right. So, after the FX7 episode, Tim still in the lead with 18. Then Matt with 12. And Chris was 11. And I have 10.
So, I got 13?
13. This is the number 11.
I thought you added two more points.
Jesus. All of a sudden, you're like all into this.
Well, I'm coming back, baby.
Yeah, baby?
Baby.
You're doing the baby now?
I am.
Well, there you go.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode featuring Fix It or FX7. Join us next time we discuss Danger.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.